初中英语听说训练指导手册，九年级测试部分。
Unit 8。
一，听句子，选择与其意思相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Whose volleyball is this? Number 2. It might be a UFO in the sky. Number 3. They must belong to Steve. He likes toy rabbit best. Number 4. Look. The policeman is running after a thief.
2. 根据所听到的句子，选择最佳答语。每个句子读一遍。
Number 5. Whose book is this? Number 6. What's inside the box? Number 7. Whose soccer ball is this? Number 8. Whose room is this? Number 9. What did you do last weekend?
3. 根据所听到的对话及对话后的问题，选择最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。
Number 10. There is a coat on the sofa. Whose is it?
It may be Judy's.
There is a coat on the sofa. Whose is it?
It may be Judy's.
Question. Where is the coat? Number 11. How do you know it's Lily's notebook on the bed?
It has her name on it.
How do you know it's Lily's notebook on the bed?
It has her name on it.
Question. What's on the notebook? Number 12. Is that an Indian book?
Yes, it must be Mike's. He is studying Indian.
Is that an Indian book?
Yes, it must be Mike's. He is studying Indian.
Question. What language is Mike studying? Number 13. Look at the red pen. Is it yours?
No, mine is blue. It must belong to Tom.
Look at the red pen. Is it yours?
No, mine is blue. It must belong to Tom.
Question. What color is Tom's pen? Number 14. Look. The boy is running so fast. Is he running for exercise?
No, he must be trying to catch a bus.
Look, the boy is running so fast. Is he running for exercise?
No, he must be trying to catch a bus.
Question. Why is the boy running now?
4. 根据所听到的短文，选择最佳答案。短文读两遍。
I had an exciting experience last night. It was a dark and rainy night. After finishing my homework, I was going to bed. Just then, I heard the sounds of footsteps at my window. Who was it? It couldn't be my father or mother, because they had gone to their friend's birthday party. It couldn't be a thief either. A thief felt afraid, and he could be quiet. It might be my neighbor. Maybe he wanted to go to work. But after a bright light, I saw a monster at my window. I felt very scared and ran to my bed quickly. In the bed, I remembered the TV news about a lost lion at the local zoo in the evening. Yes, it must be the lost lion. Then I couldn't wait to call the police. Isn't it an exciting experience? I had an exciting experience last night. It was a dark and rainy night. After finishing my homework, I was going to bed. Just then, I heard the sounds of footsteps at my window. Who was it? It couldn't be my father or mother, because they had gone to their friend's birthday party. It couldn't be a thief either. A thief felt afraid, and he could be quiet. It might be my neighbor. Maybe he wanted to go to work. But after a bright light, I saw a monster at my window. I felt very scared and ran to my bed quickly. In the bed, I remembered the TV news about a lost lion at the local zoo in the evening. Yes, it must be the lost lion. Then I couldn't wait to call the police. Isn't it an exciting experience?
五、模仿朗读。
Number 19. It must belong to the teacher. Number 20. I'm not sure, but it can't be Carlos. Number 21. Other people believe the stones have a medical purpose. They think the stones can prevent illness and keep people healthy.
六、情景问答。根据所给中文情景提示，回答相应问题。
Number 22. Whose book is this?
你的回答是。
Number 23. Where did Wei Xing find the school bag?
你的回答是。
Number 24.What color is the school bag?
你的回答是。七、信息转述。
Number 25. There was a loud noise at night. The noise woke me up. Who was it? It couldn't be a thief. A thief was afraid to make loud noise. It might be my neighbor. Maybe he wanted some help.Oh, it must be my aunt. She said she would visit us this week. There was a loud noise at night. The noise woke me up. Who was it? It couldn't be a thief. A thief was afraid to make loud noise. It might be my neighbor. Maybe he wanted some help. Oh, it must be my aunt. She said she would visit us this week.